Lord, to bless this time. Father God, we just humbly come before you, Lord, and God, we are just grateful for Huddle. Lord, we are grateful for everything that you're doing in this ministry, and Lord, we ask that you would prepare our hearts and our minds right now to receive a word from you. We pray for Solomon. God, we give thanks for him. We thank you for bringing healing to him as he was really sick just yesterday, and God, you brought healing to him so he could come and be here with us today. And so, Lord, we just ask that through your Holy Spirit, God, you would anoint him from his head to his toes. And, Lord, that you would deliver a message to each one of us, God, specifically through him today, God. We thank you for just what he's doing in the community and with Bridges and beyond. And, God, we ask a blessing on his life. Lord, we thank you for this food. We ask that you bless it to our bodies and nourishment. And Lord, just put a hedge of protection around all of us that are gathered here and our families. Lord, we lift it all up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Thank you again to the Board of Huddle for giving me this opportunity. It's a huge blessing. Thank you to Jason for finding the mic. Does it sound better? Can you guys hear me in the back?
Yeah.
You guys can all hear me? Over on this side, you guys can hear me? You guys can hear me on that side? All right, perfect. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. So just to recap from last week, if you weren't here, or if you were here, I'm just going to give you a couple reminders of what we read on what David was saying in Psalm chapter 16. And David said that God is his refuge. David also said that there is no good thing apart from God. And David also said that sorrows will be multiplied if we chase after other gods. And so this week, we're going to continue to read on in Psalm chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles with you, you can go ahead and flip to Psalm chapter 16, or if you have your papers in front of you, I'm going to go ahead to Psalm chapter 16, verses 5 through 8. I'm going to be reading out of the NASB. Psalm chapter 16. David's still talking. Still, David shows his confidence and trust in the Lord, and he says, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The measuring lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my inheritance is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has advised me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Now in these verses, we continue to see how confident David is in the Lord. But these verses, specifically verses 5 through 8, we see how content David is in the Lord, which brings us to the title of the message today, Contentment in God Alone. Contentment in God Alone. Check out verse 5. Verse 5, it says this, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot." Now in my study Bible, it says that inheritance in this instance refers to the promised land, which the promised land was given to the people back in Deuteronomy. And now, and also too, for this instance, David, in his circumstance, he had an ancestral inheritance. And as he was king, he had inheritance as he had extensive royal holdings. But this is a quote from my study Bible where it says, "But he realized that no inheritance was greater than his relationship with God alone." Now, how many of us in this room live our lives in a way where we know that there is no inheritance greater than our relationship with God alone? From an earthly standpoint, inheritance is seen as obtaining possession of something or obtaining an object of something that was passed on from a past generation. So about 5 years ago, my dad passed away due to a drug overdose. And in that time, I inherited his vehicle that he left behind. And my brother inherited all of his Gibson guitars. My dad was a big guitar player. He loved playing the guitar. He's a big musician. And with all the things that he left behind, it couldn't compare to the value of who my dad was as a father. I knew that as a kid, my dad loved me, protected me, and cherished me and my brother the best way he knew how. That's all I could have ever asked for. But all the things that he left behind for us, there's nothing in comparison to who he was as a father. My earthly father may be gone from me forever, but I know that my heavenly father is always going to be with me. Maybe some of you are here today, and maybe you've lost a father. Or maybe some of you are here today, and you've had a rocky relationship with your father. But as my old pastor used to say, God is the best father we could have ever asked for. God is the best father we could have ever asked for. The question for you guys is, are we living life in a way that we know that our inheritance, there's no inheritance greater than our relationship with God alone?
Amen.
Let's read on. Verse 6. It says, the measuring lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, my inheritance is beautiful to me. Now, verses 5 and 6 speak on inheriting land, but David is speaking poetically to describe his satisfaction with God. Now, let's read on. Verse 7 in the CSB, David says, I will bless the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, when my thoughts trouble me. Now, I think what's interesting is I checked out a commentary, and this commentary kind of tied in verse 7 to Psalm 127. And Psalm 127 is Solomon speaking, not me, old Solomon, King Solomon. King Solomon spoke and said this in verse 2. He says, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Now, what is anxious toil? Well, John Piper, he says that anxious toil, in this instance, could be described as when Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, where he says, do not worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink. And then later on in chapter 6, Jesus says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. And so David, in verse 7, when he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, he said, I will bless the Lord. Why? Because the Lord was counseling him when his thoughts were troubled. And in this instance, what bless means, it means to kneel. And not just to kneel when you are praying to God. That's not what it's just merely saying. But it's not just saying to say that he is Lord, but it's also to live out that he is Lord. And so, when God is blessing us, or he's helping us in our times of distress, or in our times of pain, or even when our thoughts may trouble us, how often are we living out our lives in a way where the Lord is getting blessed from us? Are we blessing the Lord not just with our words, but with our actions? Are we living like the light of Christ? Are we living like we have died to ourselves? Are we blessing the Lord? You know, I know there's a lot of times in my life, the Lord has blessed me in a lot of ways. He's blessed me today to wake up and to be healed from my sickness that I had on Monday. Now, I will say after this, we may need to just touch elbows. And I may not keep giving you guys handshakes or anything like that. but I want to keep my distance. I don't want to be too in your face. So, but it's a blessing that I'm here today, and it's a huge gift. But there's been so many times in my life when I've been blessed by God, but sometimes I get so focused on the blessing and not the one who has blessed me. And guys, I don't know about you. I know I can't be the only one, but I'm sure the Lord's blessed you guys in some ways, right? Maybe a nice family, a nice car, maybe a nice career job, whatever it is. But we can't rely on those versus relying on the Lord. We have to rely on the Lord versus relying on the things that He blesses us with. The Lord is way better than the things of this earth. Amen? But it's so easy to be distracted by the things of this earth. I know in the scriptures too, it says in 1 John, it says, the world and its desires will pass away. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. My prayer for you guys and my prayer for myself is that we will remember and recognize that the world and its desires are going to continue to pass away. But if we continue to do the Lord's will, we will live forever. And it's not by what we're doing, it's by God's grace. Because He's a graceful God. Let's check out verse 8. Verse 8 says this. The Lord set the Lord continually before me. Sorry, guys. I have set the Lord continually before me because He is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. In the CSB, it says this. David says, I always let the Lord guide me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Now the third part is to remember, the first part of what we were just reading was, is that there is no greater inheritance that is better than our relationship with God alone. The second part was that the Lord is worthy to be blessed. And now this third part, if you're taking notes, you can jot this down too, is that the Lord is worthy to be at our right hand. Now what does that mean? The Lord is worthy to be at our right hand. Well, in verse 8, the right hand is signifying or it represents a positional authority or strength. So at my job, I work with middle schoolers. And what I do is I'm pretty much the line leader. I lead the way for when we are walking to somewhere, whether because we work in a school, and if we're walking to the gym, I need to stay in front. If we're maybe walking outside, I need to stay in front. I can't let them get past me because for one, they're going to be either one in a rush or two, they're going to be distracted by other people that's in the school. And so I always got to stay in front of them and not let them pass me because at least I know I'm trying to guide them to the direction of where we're going to go. And see, in the same way, we need to let the Lord guide us and not try to get in front of the Lord. When we let the Lord get behind us, we are doomed. But when we let the Lord in front of us, we will not be moved. When we let the Lord be behind us, we will be doomed. But when we let the Lord be in front of us, we will not be moved. What are areas in our lives where we need to ask the Lord continually, Lord, guide me in this direction. Lord, I need your help. I need your counsel in this area. Kind of what I mentioned last week. For us men, it's very, very hard to rely on each other. It's very, very hard to ask for help. That self-reliance is a big sin, especially in us men. The self-dependence. But guys, I know that the Lord wants us to depend on Him. But But it's so hard. I know it's hard. Right? I mean, we know in Proverbs 3, right, where trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on Him. Not in your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will keep your path straight. It's such a simple verse that I think a lot of kids in elementary church, children's church or whatever, they memorize it. And it's such a cool verse. I memorized it all the way in elementary. But guys, I wasn't living it out. I was completely walking away from the Lord for so long, for middle school, high school, completely walking away. Such a simple verse, but how often are we actually living that out? And this is a verse to myself. This is conviction to myself, guys. So I'm going to give you guys some time to marinate. Let this message marinate. But I'm going to kind of recap what we talked about in the first five through eight verses, right? We were talking about how the first part, if you're taking notes, and if you didn't take notes, jot it down again, that there's no greater inheritance better than our relationship with God alone. The second part is that the Lord is worthy to be blessed. And the third part is that the Lord is worthy to be at our right hand. Now, in conclusion, here are some questions to go over at your table. The first question is, do we live in a way where we trust that there is no inheritance greater than our relationship with God alone? The second question is, do we live our lives in a way where we are recognizing that the Lord is worthy to be blessed in our words and our actions? And the third question is, do we let the Lord be at our right hand or our strength in all circumstances? There's further application down below, and I'm going to go ahead and pray for us. But I pray, too, that you guys will use this time wisely at your tables. This is a very important time to talk about the Word of God, to also keep each other accountable for next week, to keep each other accountable throughout the whole week, to pray for one another, to hug one another. Don't hug me, but hug one of you guys, because I'm looking maybe contagious. I don't know yet. But please pray for you guys at the table. Please talk about the Word. Be vulnerable, too. That's hard. Easier said than done, but be vulnerable. And let's really try to live this out. Amen? Amen. Father God, thank you for this day, and thank you for what you are doing in Huddle. Thank you for 20 years ago when you gave a vision and just a purpose in the Jim Jacobs and Stan, and how they felt this urge to start this group with a whole bunch of men in Kokomo on a Wednesday afternoon to come and talk about your word. What a blessing it is. Lord, I pray as we go about our days and as we go about today, that we will continue to recognize and remember that you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You're worthy to be blessed. You are worthy to be at our right hand, and that there is no greater inheritance that is better than our relationship with you. Thank you for being the best father that we could have ever asked for also. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.